Now you will hear the second segment.
Bonnie Lane is a highly regarded performance consultant for major corporations. She specializes in turning around dysfunctional corporate cultures. Tom Weiss spoke with her about politics in the workplace.
You deal a lot with organizational politics. Why don't you tell us what that means?
Organizational politics happen when people are pursuing their own individual agendas without regard for the needs of the organization as a whole. A lot of gossip, manipulation, withholding information from others, a lot of negative behavior comes from individuals trying to advance themselves at the expense of others in the organization.
Do you think organizational politics is an outgrowth of human nature? Is it the nature of humans to be selfish?
That's a philosophical question I prefer not to address. What matters to me is how the organization is structured. When I'm doing an intervention, we talk a lot about things like how hierarchies are arranged, what defines relationships between colleagues. Most dysfunction comes about because organizations have a political landscape that rewards individual achievement over group-level goals. There may be an element of human nature at work, I don't know, but you can still approach the problem at a structural level.
Open communication is something you strongly advocate. You've talked about environments where people are covering themselves and tiptoeing around difficult topics that they don't want to bring up, so nothing important ever gets discussed.
Many organizations have what I call a nice culture, which means people don't confront each other. They rarely have conflict in a meeting, but outside of that meeting, people may be saying all kinds of things. And that works against the organization because if lower-level supervisors are having doubts and not bringing them up to senior managers, then the senior level doesn't get the benefits of those insights. You also don't get honest feedback on performance reviews. So they retain people who shouldn't be there any longer because, rather than confront them, they move them to other departments. So open communication is key to combating organizational politics, for sure. And to making sure that all individuals help advance a common strategy.
So open communication can combat organizational politics, but do individuals in an organization usually understand the organization's strategy? Do they have a context for the work they do?
Good question. I'd say usually not. For example, one of the questions we often ask employees is that very question. Do you understand how the work you do contributes to your company's business strategy? And the answer is usually a resounding no. So you need to determine why this is the case. Is it that leaders didn't know how to communicate? Because certainly most companies have documents that communicate their strategy. But what we've discovered is that managers and leaders are often unable to translate that strategy into something that has meaning for the people around them. The, oh, I see how my job contributes to that kind of awareness. So this lack of context also leads to people pursuing their own goals.